Welcome to Gospel Pod, a weekly devotional created by the students of United Theological Seminary. For more information about the school and its course offerings, please visit our website at united.edu. I want to read Philippians 3, verses 10 through 12. Paul says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his suffering by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Paul expresses a deep desire right off the bat in verse 10 when he says, I want to know Christ. For Paul, who was learned in the scriptures and the Pharisaic law, the knowing that he expresses goes beyond having knowledge about. Paul desires an intimate relationship with Christ, a heart knowing. The prophet Jeremiah speaks to this same type of knowing, Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24. Thus says the Lord, do not let the wise boast in their wisdom. Do not let the mighty boast in their might. Do not let the wealthy boast in their wealth, but let those who boast boast in this, that they understand and know me, that I am the Lord. Knowing the Lord is more important than wisdom, strength, and riches. The only thing worth boasting about is knowing the Lord intimately. I could tell you about my husband, Mike. I could describe his physical characteristics and tell you his vocation, but until you meet him and begin a relationship with him, you don't really know him. Paul had a personal encounter with Christ that led him to put his faith in Christ. Paul understood that spiritual activities such as prayer, worship, and learning Christ's teachings were important to developing that relationship. Paul committed his life to following Christ's teachings and sharing those with others. Paul said, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. A piece of knowing Christ is, of course, knowing facts about him. But in order to tap into the power of his resurrection, it is important to go beyond that. Paul understood how to develop the relationship, but nonetheless maintained a fervent desire for deeper communion. He also expresses the desire to know the power, not necessarily asking for more power, but to understand what power was available through his connection to Christ. Knowing Christ fully requires a developing relationship. That relationship produces a spiritual connection that allows one access to Christ's power. So what power is available to those who believe? Through Christ, we are offered forgiveness of sin. Christ's example demonstrates the power to overcome sin. We're invited to participate in God's activity in the world. We can become more like Christ. That is powerful. As we meditate on the meaning of Christ's sacrifice and its significance for our lives, we would do well to adopt this simple phrase as our own. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. I have not arrived. Those I serve have not arrived. The world has a long way to go. But I am committed to continually seek to know Christ and the awe-inspiring power of his resurrection.